Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi there, I'm Stars Cast, and I'm here with one of our resident astrologers, Star JC, to discuss the topic of astrology and how readings can differ and all the modules that you can use with astrology. And welcome, Stars JC. How are you today?
I'm fine, Stars Cast. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm good. Getting started here. Now, you are what I call a traditional astrologer, whereas you deal with all the aspects and like the conjunctions and the inconjuncts and the transit and all of that. Can you kind of give us a little bit of a bit about how you see astrology and how you do it?
Well, I do use those bits and pieces from the science of astrology. I look at the planet. I look at how they touch each other or aspect each other. I look at which of the sections of the chart those planets are sitting in. I will start with a birth chart and look at a person's potential. And then if they ask a question, I will take the transiting planets that are out there at the moment and surround the birth chart and see how they touch the birth planet. From there on in, it kind of fuzz out and keep talking because eventually, with all the science and everything else, you do have to go with the gut.
Absolutely, I agree. It's just like the way I use the natal chart. I kind of just use it as a tool, and I found out in the very beginning, I tried to learn everything. I mean, I do know, as you know, a lot about the houses and the sun signs and all of that. And I can kind of tell you when a planet is opposing, what that means. But I started to look at the charts to learn that way, but it just didn't work out. I mean, then I started getting impressions, and pretty soon all I had to do was, you know, run a natal chart or cast a natal chart, look at the houses, and I could tell things that were going on. And then, of course, as you know, JC, I do solar and lunar returns, which is a yearly forecast or a monthly forecast, so then I could depict, you know, events and like for the next month tell you how's this job looking and all of that. So my impressions were just that, impressions that I would get. I kind of admire you that you know so much about astrology. I was self-taught, and I had a little bit of help along the way, but you know so much more about it. Like, what is a transit? Can you tell us that?
I'm flattered. I don't know as much as I should, but thank you. A transit is where the planets are right this second out there in space. And what you do is, as I said earlier, you look at the birth chart and you see where, let's say, Saturn is moving. Okay, and it may be in, let's say, the third house of communications in this person's chart, and let's say they have Mercury sitting in that communications area. Saturn being a little on the heavy side, the teacher, the taskmaster, the structural engineer, let's say, is going to take that voice, which is Mercury, and make it more precise, or slow it down, or stop you from blabbering. Then Saturn will continue to move. It takes a certain amount of time to go around, I think 28 years to go around the sun. And each time it goes past a point, that's a transit.
I see. So it's very important. They're all very important, of course. See, that was something like that I really don't go into because I'm not knowledgeable in that area. And so, of course, I call Stars JC and ask her what's going on with my chart. She always tells me, you know, I have a Capricorn ascendant. Your sun is in Capricorn, so of course we know Capricorns very, very well, and in astrology, the ascendant is kind of how you are, how other people see you, I should say. Not necessarily, well, yeah, it is how you are, but people see me as a workaholic, self-disciplined.
Yes.
I can work and work and work, and you do the same, Star JC, I know.
Yeah, I do.
You do. You do.
I have a Pisces ascendant, so there are times when I'm doing work, and 15 different ideas come into my head, and I kind of slide off the chair, and I go into some of these other things, whereas you with a Capricorn ascendant, your feet are firmly on the ground. And again, Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn, so you have structure, you make foundations, you have a much stricter work ethic than I do.
I try anyways, let's put it that way. I do find myself, when I'm doing things, I have to stop and say, now you've been at this for hours, now I think you need to take a break from the computer and go do something for you or do something around the house or something like that. But I tend to work too much, too hard. But that's my nature. I can't change that.
Yeah, you
And my sun is in Sagittarius, so, you know, I like to be footloose and fancy free sometimes. And I think a lot of times my Sagittarius kind of takes a back seat to my Capricorn ascendant. Is that true?
I was just going to say that. You are not the true Sagittarius, because if you were totally Sagittarius, you would be outflitting. You would be, don't fence me in. I'm getting bored all the time. But you're not. You are truly in your Capricorn ascendant. You do live there.
And is that because of the degrees of my Capricorn?
No. Everybody that I know that has a Capricorn ascendant has a very sober and serious piece of themselves. And remember, the ascendant is not just a simple thing. It's all sorts of things. It's what you put on, both literally and figuratively, for the world to see. It is the front door to you. And if you paint that front door brown or red or yellow or green or purple, if you hang a flower wreath on it, okay, this is how the world, it's the first thing that the world sees. I mean, drive down the street and what do you see? Yeah, you see the block and you see different things, but when you look at a house, you look at the front door to see if it's inviting.
That's
what the rising sign is.
And that's
now,
certainly what I did with starpsychics.com. I mean, the creative part of that, the structure of it, the building of it, it took a year to develop it because I wanted it to be near perfect as I could get and be so user-friendly. But now getting back to how you and I read and how astrologers approach the chart differently, I know you and I have some notes on some things, and I would like to cover those. You know, you talked about Carl Jung and Liz Green. Can we dabble into that a little bit?
Those two wonderful people are into the world of psychiatry, and Carl Jung was a very well-known and established astrologer and was able to use people's astrological chart to help his diagnosis of psychoses and problems and neuroses with his patients. Liz Green has published many, many, many books on the subject and does the same thing. I got into trouble in college because I was supposed to write a paper my freshman year about defense mechanisms, and I went to the library and used astrology to create a chart for the person, and my professor was very upset because I had not used real science. But I disagree there, and you can see from Carl Jung and Liz Green, who are themselves physicians, scientists, they have observed and learned about the human personality, and yet they were fantastic astrologers.
And astrology really is a science. I mean, it's been going on for, I believe, centuries. I mean, it's not like, you know, when you incorporate that into the psychic world, and if you could use both, which I know you use both. I mean, you have your intuitiveness that you use, because I've heard it before. Basically, it's a guide post. I mean, we can launch a lot of things with astrology. astrology. That's very true.
Well, there are different branches of astrology as well. Besides the psychological and psychiatric approach, there's also what they call mundane astrology, which is looking at events. You can time events. I knew a woman who unfortunately passed away and did not release her notes to anyone. She lived in California, and she could time earthquakes to within 3 hours of when they were going to happen.
Oh, my.
Yes. She was an absolute genius, but that was one of her main fields that she really worked on. She looked at the outer planets. She looked at what the moon was doing, Saturn, Pluto, Uranus, where they were, what aspect they were making to each other. And then one of the wonderful things that she told me, she shared one secret. She said, if you're really serious about learning the astrology of earthquakes, she says, check your newspaper for the lost pet, and when the number of pets increases, she says, you'll see it. It'll be, you know, two or three here, two or three there, and then suddenly it's 9, 10, 11, 15. She says, start looking at the planet. There's something.
Oh, wow. That's unique, isn't it?
The animals are sensitive to the gases that are released before an earthquake. They are sensitive to changes in the earth. Birds will do strange things because they're more attuned to the magnetic field in the earth. And an earthquake will disrupt that momentarily, and they'll be able to feel it. Another branch of astrology, there is medical astrology.
Of course.
Yes, but any medical astrologer will put out the disclaimer right up front. Do not use what I'm reading in your chart as a diagnosis. I am only telling you you have a predisposition to a particular thing, so please see your doctor. It's like I have Jupiter in my health sector. I have found out that Jupiter rules the liver, and I cannot take some of the NSAIDs. I can't take Motrin or Tylenol or any of those because it messes with my liver enzymes, and there it was.
Mm-hmm. It's unique. So, see, Jupiter is not only the benevolent planet, it can govern other areas like your body.
Yes.
There are so many facets to astrology, isn't there?
There are. I mean, each planet, each house, each sign rules a part of the body. It rules a part of your world. Michael Mancasey put out a book. He called it a thesaurus of the houses, and there were key words for all 12 houses, but if you study anything about astrology, you'll know that the houses, the signs, and the planet all correspond to each other. The first house in the natural zodiac is ruled by Aries. Aries has Mars as its ruling planet. So if you read all the keywords for the first house, you're getting very close to Aries and Mars keywords, too. So, yeah,
the entire
world is ruled by astrology.
yeah, it's true. You know, and it parts of the body is Aries. Isn't that the head? Does that rule the head?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, do I remember something?
Now,
so you know all these little tidbits where I can, you know, when we talk other times, we always, you know, you'll say, oh, that's your Saturn acting up, or that's this or that. And it really is beneficial if one can get a reading from an astrologer like yourself, because you're going to find out an awful lot about yourself, not only what's coming up in your life or going on for that particular moment in time, but it's just going to tell you a lot about your personality, areas of concern that you might have. So I commend you with all of that knowledge that you have. Myself, now, if somebody came to me and wanted a reading, well, I would get their natal chart. I'd get their birth information, which, as you know, JC, is extremely important. We must have the date of birth, the time, as precise as we can get from your birth certificate or someplace in the city and state that you were born in. That's very important. I mean, all the degrees will change if it's off. But like for me, I'll run a natal chart and I'll look at it, and I also use my cards, my own deck of cards that I go designate for the houses. It's just a regular deck. You know, I can do 1 through 10, and I have my face cards, which are my court cards, if you want to compare it to a tarot deck. But timing is really easy to do with them, and the same thing with astrology. You can get pretty good timing out of that, don't you think, JC?
Yes, you can. That would be what they call horary astrology. the name is taken from the root word for hour, H-O-U-R. And, yeah, you can time things. You can go into progressions and solar arcs and all those wonderful esoteric things that my astrologer friends do.
What do you think about all the abilities to create reports now? I know you and I both have those in our Stars Emporium, but what do you feel about those? I mean, of course, it's better to do one-on-one with an astrologer or somebody like myself or somebody who knows different things, but what about the reports? How accurate do you think they are?
I have seen some reports that I read and I said, this is trash, but they are few and far between, fortunately.
Uh-huh.
The software houses have employed the services of some pretty decent famous astrologers to write the software. A lot of it has a tendency to be what they call cookbook. And let me define that for you very quickly. A cookbook astrology software report is one that says you have the sun in your 11th house. Okay, the sun in Capricorn, the sun in the 11th house, the sun here, blah, blah, blah. And that's all it says. It's just a listing, okay? The newer software is now synthesizing that. The sun is in the 11th house in Capricorn, however, it forms the following aspect, and they modify it in this way. If you want something down and dirty, if you want something quick, a report is marvelous. But as you've said, it's so much more informational and fascinating to sit down with a reader and have them look, because there are things that a reader will see in a chart that report just completely misses.
Exactly.
Completely.
And you can ask questions of your reader that you've gone to, well, why is this and why is that? Where if you get, but the reports are very nice. I mean, there's hundreds of them out there. You have many of them. I don't have as many, but I. It's right. You're right. It's just information generalized, and it can't be very specific about it. Now you have dabbled with. I always use the word dabble. I guess I shouldn't say that. You have incorporated tarot cards, right, in your astrology. Have you used those?
I have incorporated the correspondences with tarot, with numerology, with runes, and yes, it is dabbling, because my focus has been astrology, because I started on that, I'm not going to tell you how many years ago. I will say that I was 16 when I picked up my first astrology magazine and started doodling the glyphs to learn what they were. But my study of these different, I call them soft sciences, has been because I'm fascinated in the correspondence. The different tarot cards are related to the signs. They're related to the planet. There are numbers throughout the entire chart, and numerology just naturally steps right in and says, okay, here I am. Here's this number. Here's that number. Here's the meanings. Here's the synthesis. Each of the runes also has a correspondence in planets or signs or houses. So they all blend. Even feng shui and Chinese astrology and so on can be related to together.
Boy, all the resources that are out there, it's amazing,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? When we first got started, I know when I did, the whole thing was astrology. I mean, I worked for a psychic group, yes, but it really wasn't like it is today. I mean, you have access to so many things. We have some numerologists on staff that I would love to get on the air sometime. Theirs is a whole other area. I mean, you could talk on and on and on about everything. And
mm-hmm.
and probably what we should do is go through maybe some of the houses or go through all the houses and kind of say what we think that they are. And you can give your version and maybe I'll give what I think, although it's probably the same. You're just more in-depth than I am. But what do you think about the first house?
Well, the first house, as I said, is the front door to your personality. It is the cloak that you wear. It's
mm-hmm.
how you present yourself, how you want people to think of you. It's not necessarily
right.
who you are, but what you want people to see.
And for me, the first house is like, if I were to look at it, I'd say, what is happening to you personally? So to me, it's like a personal house, which it is.
Right.
The second house is your ability to make money, beautiful things, objects that you love, possessions, and I don't know what your take is on that.
It's all of those, but it's also your ego and what you think of your possessions and how they form you. if the first house is your front door, your second house, in my mind, is your closet. It's where
right.
you store things, where you put things, where you keep. And that's not just, you know, material possessions. It's your emotions as well.
Right. Now, the third house, I would say, would be communication, short trips. Can be anything, you know, like computers, anything like that, anything digital. That's that. The written word, the spoken word, the writing. That's what I regard the third house as. And for you, JC?
It's those, but it's also early education, grammar school. Again, you start to learn to write early on in grammar school. You learn how to write, how to communicate in school, and it's your mode of how you speak as well. It will tend to show you with the sign that's on it and the planets that might be in it or aspecting it. To a certain extent, the tone of voice or whether you speak rapidly or slowly.
Mm-hmm. Now, the fourth house is parents, home, family, foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at the fourth house. I don't know how you see the fourth house. I'm sure it's much more detailed. So what do you get on that?
To me, it's supposed to be the house of the mother, but it's the house of mothering.
Because I agree there.
In
yes.
my situation, okay, I had a very dominant mother and a much more passive and giving father. Gemini rules my fourth house. My dad's ascendant was Gemini. Sagittarius rules my 10th house, which would be the mother and, or, you know, the dominant parent. And my mom's ascendant was Sagittarius.
That's
so
how I look at those houses. I almost look as
uh-huh.
the 10th house being the mother and the 4th house being the father.
That's because
which is,
you also had a very strong mother.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
So
as you know.
It's the nurturing parent is more the 4th house.
Mm-hmm.
In mundane astrology, it's the end of the matter. It's the finality. It also tends to speak to what your life is like in the closing years of your life. I know a lot of people shy away from that definition, but you can look at it that way and what the tendencies will be, and then you move your chart forward using a formula or a computer, which is easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you look at that fourth house, and it will tell you problems or, you know, the ease at the end of your life as well.
Right. Now, our fifth house, moving right along, is love, creativity, romance, children. I used to use the cusp of the fifth house to designate whether a person would have, like, two children. I mean, if Gemini was on the cusp, it would usually mean there would be twins in their life. And I was right on in many instances with that. Now, you know, sometimes it would designate, it couldn't do triples, so you couldn't do, there isn't a triplicate sign, but it really was pretty accurate for me.
Well, I have cancer on the fifth house cusp. I should have had 10 children.
And you probably should have had a daughter. That's a female
true.
Sign.
Oh, true.
Yeah, really. Right?
But
I should have had two. I have Gemini.
What I ended up doing was I had my children very early on. I got married early and I had my children 1-2.
Which applies. Yes. And see,
that house is also, it's romance, but it's also taking chances.
The risk. Yes. Gambling. Yes.
Yep.
Gambling at things. Yes.
And you know what? Romance is a chance too.
Sure
you
is.
Know, you go into a relationship
sure
totally blind. You don't know what they're like. So it's
right.
It's an adventure.
Now the sixth house being, it would be jobs for me, service to others. Can also be known as the health house, correct?
Yes. Yes. The health house. Another thing that sixth house related is your workplace, your work surroundings, and your coworkers. If in your case, you have a tendency to be your own boss, you have to take a look at the people that influence your work. They don't necessarily have to be right there in the room with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your webmaster, your people that help you with Facebook.
Like yourself.
Well, I try.
Yes, and she does very well, I might add.
Well, we'll see. But seriously, it is the conditions that you work in, and you can see how it translates into your attitude, and of course, attitude is health. Now,
right.
The one thing that we neglected to mention, there is a heated discussion at times whether the fifth or the sixth house rules our pet. And
oh, yes.
I am not even going to weigh in on that because I think it's the sixth house because Leo rules my sixth, and I adore cats. But, you know, that's my prejudice.
Exactly. So. Now, the seventh house is relationships, contractual agreements, marriage. It can be other people that you do business with. And it's kind of a nice house. I have a lot in the seventh house. And, of course, I'm surrounded by all kinds of people with the staff that I have. And I don't know, is there anything else with the seventh house that we need to let our listeners know?
It's basically partnerships of all sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're just meeting somebody in line at the grocery store, in a way, that is contractual because you have contracted to speak to that person for, even if it's a short amount of time, it's still a contract.
Correct.
And a sort of agreement. But yeah.
Now, the eighth house, I regard that as money coming to you that you have not earned by going to a job situation. That would be like tax return money, inheritance. It's also the house of beginning and endings. That's how I look at it. And I'm sure there's a host of others, keywords that you could tell us about the eighth house.
Well, the eighth house is naturally ruled by Scorpio. And if you look at the keyword Scorpio, they have a tendency to seem rather dark. But when the ancients were making these keywords up, I take that back. That's wrong. They were attributing keyword because it was through decades and decades and decades of study that they saw what belonged to each house. it is procreation as well, and all the things that are connected to procreation. People getting together, creating a life, creating an existence with each
mm-hmm.
other. The other thing that the eighth house rules is in-laws.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's another part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as you said, inheritances, the money from other sources. To a certain extent, it's also things like lawsuit and some legal matters, but not completely.
Mm-hmm.
Because Libra, which is the next sign in the next house, rules that more. But it can be lawsuits as well.
Now, the ninth house, I regard that as the house of spirituality. And I always call it the house of divine order. It rules the church also. But to me, it's the place for higher learning. And I don't think we mentioned that. I think the third house is for lower education, like grades,
right.
Kindergarten to high school. And the ninth house would be, that would be the tenth house, but the ninth house would be higher education like college and beyond. But I like to call it the house of divine order.
It is. And as you say, it's higher education. It's also the third house being short journeys. The ninth house is longer journeys and higher
yep,
education.
Yep, long distance, yes.
Higher education is a longer journey. It's also the house of foreigners and foreign intrigue. People who have a heavily accented ninth house are going to either be very fascinated by foreigners or foreign languages or be very adept at speaking more than one language.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I have a client that's she's an attorney, an immigration attorney, and she's always attracted to foreign men, but she's got so much sitting in her ninth house, it's uncanny.
There you go.
Yep. Now, the 10th house is, of course, your career, public recognition, anything, your
parent.
Boss. It can be your boss, right?
Mm-hmm. And again,
and,
the dominant parent who will boss you.
There you go. But I don't know, my son is sitting 2 degrees in the 10th house, and I was always told that sometime in my life, I would be known or well known for what I was doing. And it's kind of like fits because of my sights that I have and that I would be recognized. I'm not talking about fame out there like on the radio and television, all that kind of thing, but I would be important in my field and recognized for what I was doing. And I think that applies, don't you?
You are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm seeing it every day as more and more people come to the site and get to know you and get to realize that we are not just a site, we are a family.
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
That's important to the 10th house, too, because it's fame, it's recognition, it's vocation, but It's also the realization that it's where you have the power to create things that would enable you to have a family or a group of people that could become a family.
Right, and that's what I've designated STARS to be, because it's unique in itself, bringing together people that feel like they are family to
mm-hmm.
each other, and it's really kind of neat. Now, the 11th house is kind of a house that can be important as far as your social acquaintances, it's friends, acquaintances. It can also be, I believe the 5th house is love, one of them is love given and the other one is love received, isn't it, Jackie? Which is which?
The 5th is received, the 11th is given.
Yes, and so, you know, if you have a lot of planets sitting in your 11th house, you might be a social butterfly. You know, it's and that's true. But it could be the house of wishes. Sometimes people will ask questions about, you know, I would really like to have this. Well, let's look into the 11th house now. I don't know how you see the 11th house.
Well, it's all of that, but it's also, in modern terms, networking. I have my Sun and my Mercury in the 11th house, and I am constantly keeping in contact with people, exchanging information. In my career, I had phone books, Rolodexes, rosters. If I needed to know what time a particular thing was going to happen in, let's say, Los Angeles, I had 3 different people that I could call up and find out. That was my method of networking. Uranus rules that house. It's the modern ruler of it. Where the 3rd house is communications, the 11th house is how you do it, how you get out there. Again, like I say, networking.
Mm-hmm.
With my Sun and Mercury there, I am constantly on the computer, constantly on the phone.
I think I have Mercury sitting there, too, in Sagittarius.
Huh?
I think I have Mercury sitting in the 11th also.
Yes, you do.
So no wonder. No wonder we do what we do so well. So well, ta-da! Now the 12th house. That's everything you keep hidden from everybody else. Your secrets. Oftentimes it can be when you're confined. Sometimes, you know, I would do a chart and I remember that somebody would have Mercury there, and I'd say to them, you're either reading a lot of books, or you're going to be reading a lot of books, or you're studying an awful lot by yourself. And that would always apply to them.
It does. But it's also, 12th house Mercury is one that is guarded in their speech. I've got a son who has a 12th house Mercury, and he's a man of few words, parsimonious.
Mm-hmm.
He says it in, if he can say it in 3 words, he'll try to say it in 2. The other thing that the 12th house rules is a spirituality. Because
yes.
Pisces rules it, and It's more of an etheric type of house. But unfortunately, it also rules prisons, mental institutions, again, confinement.
Yep,
but,
hospitals.
Hospitals. But you can confine yourself in your 12th house, too. But fortunately, because our natal chart, even though it's a snapshot of the moment we took our first breath, just like we are not static and we grow and change, so does our chart. So we can have things in the 12th house that would normally stymie us and confine us, but there will be points in our life where we can break out of that and break away from it.
Right. Well, we've come to the end of our show here, Stars JC, and you and I could go on and on and on, and maybe the next time we'll talk about more about the planets sitting in the houses, and maybe talk about what's happening at this moment in time, like when we do the show. But I've enjoyed this thoroughly, and I hope everyone else has. And please do go to starspsychics.com. That's STARZ, like in zebra. But we're special. We're a very special, unique site, and I hope that you'll go and visit us. And I have probably, I think, JC, 100 on staff right now.
You do right now, and more coming in.
So enjoy the topic, and do come back and see us. Thank you again, JC.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay, well, that was our topic for today. I've got some callers here, and I'm going to connect my first reader with my first caller here. Let me get her. Tina,
hello?
Are you there? Tina?
I'm here.
Okay, don't go away. Don't go away. I'm going to get you with Stars Phoenix. Hold on, okay? Don't hang up.
Okay.
Stars Phoenix, you have Tina on the air with you.
Hello, Tina. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. You're welcome. How can I help you? I need to know whether or not there's going to be a reconnection with me and a person that I was dating from my past. Do you need to know their initials or their first name?
First name, please.
Daniel.
Okay. Daniel has a fiery personality. There's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of passion there. And a lot of playful energy that's still going on. And yes, I do see you reuniting with him. Let's see. I'm getting the 3-month range. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm getting the 3 months, the 3 month range as to when that's going to be. Do you have some sort of anniversary coming up with him? Because I see him giving you a gift of some kind.
No, we don't know. We don't. He's a Cancer. That's his horoscope sign. And we're really, it's been on and off with me and him, and right now it's off. He's not even reaching out. He's not even texting me. He's not contacting me. The last time I heard from him was probably not this past Monday, but the Monday prior. So it's been like, you know, maybe a week, week and a half since I've heard from him.
Okay. Give it the 3-month range. It may come as a surprise, but he's got some sort of gift coming for you. And yes, I do see it turning into a relationship.
So what kind of surprise is he coming with? You feel like he's going to give me a ring or what?
I don't think it's going to be a ring, but it's some sort of a present. What I see is, I wouldn't say marriage, but it is definitely a relationship where you're committed to each other. And I know that doesn't make sense right now because you say he hasn't been that way at all. It's in the hotter months, July, August.
Okay,
when it's very hot.
And that's when you see Daniel coming back and things getting moving.
Yes, and that's when everything, it'll start to make sense with the gift that I'm talking about and the commitment. And would you do me a favor and get back with me on that?
Yes, I became a member here on the website, Stars Psychics, and I'll mark down your name. And I definitely will get back in touch with you. Do you know when I will hear from Daniel again? Like, when will he text me or reach out or anything?
When will he text you or anything? Oh, Lord. He's playing around right now. It's not going to be for at least a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I see him as playing, kind of playing the field like a little boy.
Right. Wow. I just don't understand him. You know, we've known each other a long time, and, you know, this has been going on and off for 11 months. I mean, something's got to give here. I can't keep living life like this.
Yeah. He actually, when you mentioned you wanted to know when he was going to text again, I see that as a form of communication. So I was being shown the postman. I don't know what that's about. I'm sure he's not a postman. But that just may have been, you know, because you were wanting some communication from him. But yeah,
you don't think he's gonna write me a letter? Because normally the way he communicates is just through a text message.
Right. I don't see him doing that. That was just a form of communication popping up. So
okay,
I would say give it a month because he's just being playful right now. He has, you know, his own little world and the things that he's doing things that he wants to do. And definitely give it 3 months before that turnaround that you're looking for.
So you're saying that in the summer months, like July, when he comes back around, is he going to stop playing these head games? Like when he comes back around, is he going to be serious? No more games, no more skipping around all over the place.
I don't see him ever making a drastic change like that. He is who he is. But I do see y'all having a relationship, not getting married, but having a serious relationship.
Do you feel like we will live together?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Okay, Tina, I've got Stars Belladonna on the air. Let's see her take on it for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Stars Phoenix. Hold on.
You're welcome.
Okay, Stars Belladonna, I have Tina on the air with you. Tina, go ahead and talk to her.
Hello, Tina. How are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, sweetie.
I was calling to find out if you see a reconnection with me and a man named Daniel.
At the moment, what the cards are showing me right now, because I was listening in on, and I was getting sort of a feel of the situation, and its complexity really is overwhelming for you. And I see that it's been quite some time that he has been this way. And my first card shows the end of a relationship. It's a moving forward kind of thing. I don't see, however, anytime soon, like any communication with him soon, like right now. It's kind of he's doing his own thing, you know. He wants to be out and about, and he's not ready to settle. He's not even willing to settle, not at this moment.
Okay.
Basically, the cards is about you, how you're feeling. I'm sensing frustration, maybe a little overwhelmed behind him not being talking to you, or what made him become this way all of a sudden. Did you guys have a close enough relationship, like maybe a friendship kind of thing before this started? Were you guys friends before you got involved? Tina? Hello?
Tina, are you there? Tina? She dropped. She dropped
off.
This is what's happening. I think, I shouldn't be doing this on the air. Hold on.
Hello? Hello?
Tina, are you there?
I'm here. The phone totally dropped the whole call.
Oh, hold on. I'll connect you back to Belladonna.
Okay, thank you.
Belladonna, you're on with Tina again.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry we got disconnected.
That's okay.
I was telling you back to the cards, I was telling you basically that he's he's in his own world at this moment. Like
he's doing
his own thing. He's not worried about, you know, if there's feelings involved. He's not thinking reasonably. He's actually thinking because he's having fun at the moment. So will this, you know, will the outcome be that he does come back? I'm not sure. It's not showing me that in the cards. But I am getting other readings of, it's basically reading you, like overwhelming frustration, not anger, but, you know, feeling sad and just wondering why this is occurring. Am I correct?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I've known him 30 years. This has been going on and off for 11 months. He's the one that's constantly always reaching out to me. Like, he'll send me random text messages, like, what, you know, like, oh, hey, oh, sorry, wrong person. And I know that's a bunch of bull, and he's trying to start stuff up again. So my whole thing is, you know, like I said to him a couple weekends ago when he sent me that accidental text message, I was like, listen, you know, do you want to come over here, watch a movie, and talk about things or what? His response was, I don't know. So, again, I don't got time for the nonsense. You know, he's 36
mm-hmm.
years old. I'm 38 years old. You know, you're not 10, you know. So he needs to either step up or step out. That's it. Because I can't keep doing this.
Well, basically he's figuring, honey, that because you're attentive when he does call, or you respond when he does text message, it's to have you basically lingering. Like, he can make it convenient and come to you whenever he feels like it. This is how his mind is working.
Okay.
Now, you, on the other hand, you're like, that's it, I'm not having this. Either he's changing or he's out of the way. But in his mind, he feels he has you. So even if it's just a phone call to say, oh, oops, I called the wrong person. Seriously? Like, we know. Us women, that's why they call it women's intuition. We know.
Right.
And in this thing is that he feels he has you. He feels that he can do this whenever he wants and come back whenever he wants. And you're going to accept that. The change has to come from you, baby. It has to come from within you, yourself. What is it that Tina needs? What is it that Tina wants? How are you going to overcome this? This is a time right now for you to reflect on yourself. While he's partying and he's having a good time and he's doing his thing, you should be out doing the same. That's my advice to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any changes at all. I do not see any changes, but I do see a lot of emotions going on if this continues. So you have to ask yourself, you know, is this worth you putting yourself through an emotional change this way, you know?
So you don't see him coming back in the summertime or anything?
I don't see it. I don't see that at all.
Okay.
Being honest, do not see it at all. I just see I have the same cards that I had put the deck away, and then I reshuffled and I got the same cards again.
Right.
And basically, it says a broken relationship.
Right. And see, I had gotten a professional reading done from a random on the internet, and they told me that this dude was going to be moving in the middle of April in my home. So I'm getting all different kinds of stories from different professional readers, and I don't know which one is true. I don't know what to do.
Honestly speaking, I tried to work for Ornum, so I know what you're talking about. I'm not tooting our horn, but Star Psychics is the best network out there right now.
Okay.
And I'm not saying it to pick it up or to do any type of propaganda for them. I'm speaking because this is what I chose, and I chose to work with them, you know.
Okay.
And they are accurate. Not only are they accurate, but we are like a family, and we take care of our own. And as a caller to us, you are our own. So we respect your boundaries, we respect your feelings, we know where you're coming from, and we know exactly how you're feeling. That's
right.
That's what makes us so different compared to Ornum. You know,
okay.
I know that it's hard. It's not easy to hear something like that, especially when there are feelings involved. It's never easy to hear anything like that. But I prefer to say the truth than to give you false hopes and then something later on doesn't happen the way I say, and you're the one that takes the fall because you're the one that ends up hurt.
Right.
You know,
but like I said, I'm just trying to see, you know, I'm just trying to try out some readers, see who I feel comfortable with, and you know, hopefully I can find one that I can work with and stick with.
Right. I understand, completely understand that. It's natural. It's only natural that we do this because even I seek readers every now and then. You know, it's
right.
Like a doctor trying to operate but yourself. You can't. If you're a doctor, you can't operate yourself. You know, so it's easier to hear it from someone else and to build that confident, you know, with the reader that's reading you. It's important that you have that connection with them so that way the reading can be more in depth. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
so.
I'm gonna intervene here, and Stars Belladonna is, you know, everybody that comes to Stars Psychics, Tina, comes because, not because they saw an ad, but because they were, you know, attracted to it. They saw it. The site is beautiful. It's got a lot of warmth.
Yep.
We are a family, just like she said. I take good care of all of them. She can tell you. You could ask any of the readers. And that's what's different about what I do as an owner is, you know, yes, I want them all to make money. I, you know, of course, it's a business. But it's not money-driven. We care. That's the difference.
Right.
And all of the readers that are there, I mean, and there's so many, it's 100 of them right now, and they're all so talented. I talked with every one of them. I screen every one of them.
Okay.
And there's very few that have come to me that I have not hired. You know, they do have to have some experience, of course, and be able to do a little reading. They all do little readings for me. So it's not like, oh, well, you've got the credentials, I'm going to hire you. No, that's not it. I've been doing this since 1998, owning a business online.
Okay.
So I think I kind of know. But I'm sure if you try Belladonna, for example, Phoenix, but you see the two of them kind of gave you the same kind of reading. And that attests to what they are about, actually.
But I think Belladonna said that Danny wasn't coming back and Phoenix had said that he was coming back.
Right. Well, now you got to remember something, too, and Belladonna will agree to this. There are a lot of variables when you get a reading. What they pick up at this moment in time, you know, is, okay, this is what I'm getting. Now, he could go and do something totally different, go down, open a door, and go through that door, and his life change. We don't know. So you have to wait and see what happens. And nobody tells you the absolute. No reader can ever do that, you know.
Exactly.
But I really think that you will attract what you are. You sound like a really sweet lady. And I think you're pretty tired of this guy playing this game. And so I think you're going to look at it differently. Should he text you? Should he call you? However he does it. You're going to kind of, like, think about it.
Yeah.
And I hope you'll come to the site and try one of them. You know, I mean, Belladonna just gave you an awesome reading. She just gave an awesome testimonial for the site, which I'm just going to give her hugs and kisses because when you hear people that you hire talk like that, I mean, it brings tears to my eyes because that's what I want. I wanted it to be a place where everybody could come for whatever they needed and not be ripped off with money. See what I'm saying?
I'm actually on the site right now, and I'm looking at some of your psychic advisors.
Yeah, I think Bella, are you on? Are you online, Bella?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I'm
she's
online.
Online too, and she's available. So if you want to go have a private, in-depth one with her, please go ahead. You know, I whatever you choose. I can't make you choose anybody. I would like you to come on the site and give us a try, because I don't think you're going to be sorry.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I signed off and, you know.
Okay, you created your account. Okay, yes. And I'm going to be having something where you can earn 3 minutes. It's going to be in kind of a survey kind of thing, and then I'm going to have another special. So you will know about everything.
Something where you can try. Wow. Okay, great.
Okay, so nice to meet you, Tina.
Yes,
and I hope you see. I hope you see you on the site, okay?
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope she comes to you, honey. Was that your bell that rang?
It was ringing, but it says no pending chats. I don't know. Sorry, refresh the page, but nothing.
No, don't refresh the page.
Okay.
Sit there. Just sit there. See, it might be her.
Yeah, probably.
Now, wait a minute.
It
I don't
no
see
no pending chat, but I kept hearing the ringing, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she hasn't bought anything yet. I can tell you that right now, because it comes to me right away in my other email account that I have attached to it. But hang in there. You gave an awesome reading.
Thank you. Thank you. I meant every word, you know.
Hi, everyone. This is StarCast. I just saw in the chat room that somebody said that they can't hear. That's because there wasn't anything to hear. But we're waiting for callers, I think. Blog Talk Radio might be having a few issues with connecting people into the chat and into the caller dashboard here. So hang in there, and you're welcome to stay in the chat room and get a one-question reading there. And if you want to call me and ask me any questions about the site, since I'm the owner, I'd be happy to talk to you. I have Stars Belladonna here with me. You have my Stars Joshua. You have my Stars Priestess Candy there. You have Stars Belladonna, who's also in chat, but you can talk with her on the air. But you need to call in the number to do that. And the guest call-in is 347-838-9736. And I'd be happy to talk to you and just answer questions about the site and my readers. Gosh, I have 100 of them right now. We are a family. I have hired all of them by myself. I mean, I interview each and every one of them. They come on their own. I don't place ads anywhere. And I happen to think that I probably have the best on the Internet. I don't even have to think about it. I know. And Alora Everness says, okay, I can hear now. So that's cool. I'm glad you can hear. Maybe you would like to call in the number and get a reading on the air. If not, you can talk to one of my readers that's in the chat right now, Alora. She wants to ask it in chat. Okay, go ahead. And I'm just going to hang loose here, and I will be right back. Hi, everyone. Those who are in the chat room, you're welcome to ask a question of any one of the readers that are there. I have Stars Belladonna, I have Stars Priestess Candy, and I have Stars Joshua. Or, if you like, you can call in at 347-838-9736, and your question will be answered on the air. And I'm watching what's going on in the chat room here, and Stars Priestess Candy, she's so awesome with all of her ads that she runs, and she does things, she's going to be laughing, she does things on Facebook for us and goes to Twitter, and it's great to have backup like that, so yours truly doesn't have to do it all. I hope you're enjoying all of this, and spread the word. And please go to Stars, S-T-R-Z, like in zebra, psychics.com, and we're very special. We're a different kind of a group. I have about 100 readers right now from all over the world. They're not always all on at one time. You can be emailed if you're a reader. You know, if you go and look at the profiles and say, oh, my reader's not on, you can easily click on email me when my reader comes on, and you will get a notice that the reader is online at that moment in time. Oh, yes, Candy. Candy's wonderful. She really is. She does an awful lot. I just it's just what I do. Glad to be here. Well, we're glad. I'm glad I have everybody that I have. I know Bella is doing a reading right now, and I think it's just wonderful. Spread the word, though, everybody. We have about 10 minutes and 36 seconds or so left for the show. And so enjoy yourself. You can ask any one of the readers the same question or another question. Take advantage of it. Get to see all their talents and how they read. Some read with cards. Some just channel. Some are totally mediums that their voice actually changes. I have one that her voice actually changes. And like Candy just put on there, just check and see which one resonates with you. You have to look at their picture, read their profile, and, you know, any questions or anything. Joshua's glad to be here, too. I'm so glad. It's really nice. It's nice. See, you can hear me. I can't hear all of you, but I can see what you're typing, so it's wonderful. Okay, he's got a question. Oh, love, love, love. Don't we always want to know about love? We really, really do, Joshua. Of course. I told you, that's what it's all about, love, romance, career. You can ask my staff anything, so long as it's not a medical question, because we are not professional. We're not doctors. We're not lawyers. We're not CPAs. But you can definitely ask all kinds of questions in other areas and get really wonderful answers, and know that any answer that you get from my stars, they care about you, and it's meaningful, and it's the truth. And remember, there's always variables when you get readings. Things can change. They pick up on your energy right now, and then maybe something happens to make a little adjustment. Like for example, oh yeah, Joshua makes smoke signals. but for example, you know, maybe you're looking to change jobs, and you've applied for a job. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get the job if it doesn't come through right away. Sometimes there's a lot of people that have applied. So you have to, you know, sometimes things will change. Or maybe the person that's doing all the interviews had an emergency, and they can't interview you to see if you're going to get this job. So that's what I mean by a variable. There are a lot of things. So just realize that, and nobody can really tell you an absolute it's going to happen on this day, this time, and all of that. But I do have a great staff, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy reading all their profiles. And now, let's see here. We have 7 minutes and 58 questions, 7 minutes and 55 seconds left. So you can certainly ask a question of me in chat if you want to know something about the readers. Yes, I do read. I'm not usually logged on. I have private clients. I like to do the promotion. I like to read about, you know, read all these things and do all kinds of research and market for us, because who else can say everything about the site but me? So I'm going to allow everybody to enjoy themselves in the chat room. And I will be here, like I said, if you would like to talk to me on the air. Or if you have a question, you can type it in the room, because I can see, and I'll be happy to answer it for you. Except for Joshua. He wants to know when he's going to get married. So I don't want any of us to have any kind of here dead air, because if I go to off the mic, then you won't hear anything at all. You'll just be typing in the room. And again, you know, you can go to stars, STARZ, psychics.com, and check out all the staff that I have. I talk with each and every one of them on the phone. I have a lot of astrologers. If you listened to the chat earlier, it was with myself and Stars JC. There she is. Time frames are never set in stone. Exactly. Exactly. There isn't anything written in stone. And I like to call it all divine order. It's all divine timing, and it all happens when it's supposed to. Even though sometimes we don't, you know, receive what we would really like to get, but you have to wait, and you have to see what is supposed to happen. Oh, Joshua's having fun in the room, I can tell. This is good. So, anyways, 5 minutes and 40 seconds left, and then the show will end. So get your questions in and ask my staff that's sitting in the room. And they'd be happy. You can ask all of them. All of them the same question if you like. Take advantage of it. You're in the room with them. It's perfect. Hi, Allura, waving to you as well. Hello. Okay, enjoy. 4 minutes and 50 seconds left, and I will be right back. Hi, Fiona. I'm here. I just don't want to interrupt the readings, and you can ask a question in the chat room of me if you like. If you don't want to call in, I'd be happy to answer your question. I'm the owner of Star Psychics. I also own mysticlivingtoday.com, which is my e-zine, and I also own planetstars.com. You hear me now. That's good. I'm glad. The magazine, the e-zine, is... has all kinds of reviews. We do book reviews. I have famous authors that send me their articles. We have poetry. We have excerpts from books. And soon we are also going to have on the air on Blog Talk Radio interviews with famous authors. That's going to be on another day. I don't know if we'll run it at night or not. We probably will run it different times during the week. And that's going to be kind of nice. So you should go there and take a peek at that. A lot of times my readers will do articles. And also you should check out the blog on starpsychics.com. Many of the readers do blog topics for me. We have runes. We have psi cards. We have angel cards. We have the transparent tarot. All kinds of information. I have Star JC who writes for the blog. You'll learn all kinds of astrology that's there. Bye, Allura. Come back and see us and go to starpsychics.com and pay us a visit, okay? Well, we have a minute and 54 seconds left, and then the whole thing will... There's the blog. Thank you, Candy. You're so wonderful. You send that out. I feel like I've got a real radio show. I'm talking to everybody, and you know how it goes when you play music and you don't really hear anybody. It's kind of fun. I like this. I'm just talking to myself, but I'm really not. I'm talking to all of you, and I'm enjoying this. And, okay, we don't have much time left, so I think we should wrap it up in the chat room, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. It's been fun. Thank you, my awesome readers. You really are totally awesome.